Back on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Sam Smith with you live from our KGGF studios, brought in with Rob Burrows and Dave Brown, a couple of Dalton Days, Defender Days, I should say, reenactors. Welcome in, Rob and Dave. Thanks for taking some time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. All right, so we've got Dalton Defenders Days coming up. It's next week. Can't believe that October is already here, September behind us. But for someone that is brand new to the area here in southeastern Kansas, brand new to Coffeyville as well, just kind of give me the brief cliff notes of Dalton Defenders Days. Obviously, I know the history behind it and such, and kind of the inspiration, but kind of what happens on a Dalton Defenders Day and those fifth and sixth days of October there.
Well, basically what we do is we reenact the bank robbery that happened back then, and the Daltons decide to rob two banks in one day, which had never been done before and I don't believe never been done since. Probably reason for that. But long story short, they messed up and pretty well didn't live through it.
Didn't quite make it through.
Didn't quite make it through. So.
Yeah, certainly. Now, refresh me on my history here. Was it kind of the citizens of Coffeyville that, you know, were there backing up and kind of ran the Daltons out of town? And
yes.
Yeah, and things like
yes.
that kind of. Refresh my my history lesson there with yep. it. So
they stepped up and basically went to Henry Isham's hardware store and also the other hardware store, competing hardware store, and grabbed guns because a lot of them didn't carry guns back then. So grabbed guns and ammunition and went out and defended their town.
Got the job done, no doubt about. Got the job done. Man, two banks in one, that's pretty that's pretty optimistic right there, no doubt about it. I don't think they will ever fall shy of optimism. But so real quick, from a reenactor's point of view, you know, I've never partaken in any of myself, but there's many different reenactments of wars, mm-hmm. past experiences, whichever. But, I mean, it's got to be pretty cool as a reenactor. We'll start with you here, Dave, first, and then Rob as well, to kind of experience that. What do you play as? Do you play as the Daltons or...?
I play Henry Isham. Okay. I played a Dalton before, but my part right now is a Henry Isham, which helped kind of kickstarts everything somewhat, you mm-hmm. know, as a main part. So basically I yell at everybody once the other hardware store says they're robbing the bank, then I yell at everybody, says, you know, come in, get some guns and ammo.
Yep.
And usually we store the guns actually inside the store, and they'll run in, grab the guns, and go out and start playing.
That's pretty cool. So it's a full on. I mean, I love the the added effect to it as well. It is realistic to an extent of it as well. So
yep.
Rob, what do you do with the, you know, who are you playing this year and who have you played in the past?
Well, I've played various characters in this reenactment of Emmett Dalton, Bob Dalton, Bill Powers. I've played all three of those outlaws,
mm-hmm.
As well as playing a citizen here in Coffeyville as Dr. Wells, who took care of Emmett Dalton through after the time of the raid. And so this year, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be a bootmaker, one of the bootmakers, so Charlie Brown.
All right.
Yeah.
So. Very cool. So, real quick, how long has the reenactments been going on? Like, has it been kind of a thing that's been around for a long time?
It has been around for a long time. I know past the 60s.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's been going on for a long time.
Wow, that is awesome. That is very cool. So, kind of explain how it all happens. You know, I know you guys have a script. I know you guys have a set A to B of where it goes on. And I'm sure I'll be over there one of these days. But, kind of from A to Z here, how does the day start? Is it rushing over to the hardware store and arming up, or is it just kind of like, is it a subtle, not really knowing it, and then boom, they start robbing banks? Or kind of take me from start to finish there.
It is kind of, you know, subtle until it hits.
Until it hits. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the suspense that builds with it. And so kind of, you know, dive into that a little bit. So it's just kind of, you know, subtle, it's calm, and then everybody rushes to the hardware store, which is that?
So the way we've got the reenactment set up now is probably as close to history accurate as possible.
Very cool.
Can't really go down the alley because no one can see that, you know? So,
yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you know, the Daltons, they come out from the alley. They march into the banks. Most people recognize those Daltons from being here a couple years prior, because they had lived here. And then, you know, when they got recognized, there was no way out.
Yep.
So they had to, they kind of had to fight their way out.
And they came up short, is the way it sounds with it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Very cool.
Oh,
very
yeah.
cool. That's happening. And when is that? It's the 5th and 6th, correct? But what are the kind of the times? That...
Yes. The first Dalton reenactment is actually Friday night. It begins at 6 o'clock. It's October 5th. Saturday, there's also music and vendors that open up Friday night and everything. Cruising with the Daltons, car cruise happens Friday night. after that is a band. Excuse me. Saturday morning at 11 o'clock is the next Dalton reenactment. Basically, Saturday 11, 3, and 5 are the reenactments.
Very cool. And I would assume it's down by Death Alley somewhere,
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
in that,
yeah.
that region
by
there.
By the old Condon Bank.
Very cool. Very, very cool. That'll be exciting. I definitely got to get over there and at least see one of the days there. And then, as you had mentioned, vendors, things like that. Great family activity for the weekend.
Vendors, games, car show Saturday, activities, mm-hmm. lots of music.
Good stuff.
Lots of food.
And hopefully weather holding up as well. That's
yes.
always that's always nice. Rain or shine for the reenactments? Or
Rain or shine.
Rain
yep.
or shine. I like it. All right. Cool. Well, Rob, Dave, we've got here in Coffeyville, kind of fortunate that I had moved over kind of at this time, but next mm-hmm. year, it's 150th. It's the 150th anniversary of
it
Coffeyville,
is.
So that's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So the one thing I want to try to kickstart with this 150th is that the 150th Task Force is entering a float in this year's Christmas parade, which is December 7th. I don't know if anybody's said that yet or not, but it is December 7th is when the Christmas parade is. On that float, you'll actually get to see and meet Colonel Coffee, the guy that founded the town. And you'll see Colonel Coffee throughout the whole year. And that's they've got a year of events. They're going to do a birthday party area. We've got a Civil War reenactment out at the Brown Mansion. That's going to be in March. Coffeyville Summer Celebration, that's every year.
Yep.
They're going to add to that. They have a gala also going out at the Brown Mansion. And that's going to be somewhere around September time. And then they also have the Dalton reenactment and then next year's Christmas parade. So there's going to be quite a bit throughout the year to do.
Yeah, certainly. No, it kind of, you know, sounds like you've mapped out basically every season, kind of just waiting on the finite details of dates, times, things like that.
Pretty much.
Of exact. But we kind of have an area of where they're at. So kind of, you know, dive into this Christmas parade here. It's coming up on the 7th of December, so still some time to prepare for it. But is that here in Coffeyville?
Yeah,
it's
here
downtown?
In Coffeyville. They march down 8th Street and go down Walnut and up 9th. So it's...
All right.
Coffeyville Christmas Parade.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. And then, you know, to keep things within your city limits, and it brings people in, first of all, which helps circulate dollars within our city limits and things. But also, you know, it's something to do. In small-town America, you always run into those things where it's like, oh, we got nothing to do here. There's nothing here. And for next year, it sounds like you guys got one thing after the next lined up. So... How, you know, is there ways for people to kind of help with the committee? Like, can you be a part of that 150th?
There, you can get a hold of Sam Cudrick at the Chamber of Commerce, and she can assist anybody in that way.
Very cool. Do you guys have anything that you need help with specifically as of right now in terms of, or is it just kind of, we just need ideas? We just need fresh.
Ideas is mostly what it is, yeah.
Yeah, just need fresh open minds and things like that. So, yeah, though, I heard, you know, Gail Smith was definitely trying to correlate a 150th with his summer celebration and things like that. So, what was those things happening in the springtime again?
Let's see. It would be the Civil War encampment out at the Brown Mansion. That's put on by the Coffeyville Historical Society and the Second Kansas reenacting group. And then you also have the birthday street party, and that's going to be downtown Condon Bank Plaza area. And that's what they have so far.
Yeah,
so.
In the springtime. So cool. That obviously, you know, still waiting on some details, but I would imagine, you know, businesses could be involved in that birthday birthday party. You can kind of maybe put something or bring vendors or something like that.
Yeah.
Will they bring up and close off some streets or something? I'm just trying to get an idea.
Yeah, what they were talking about doing was doing the birthday cake. They're trying to line up a whole bunch of tables and make like a line of street cake, I guess you could say.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what to... They said it was a world record set back in, I want to say, like the 80s or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And so they're wanting to try to beat that record. But it's just a line of sheet cake that they are going to put either in the parking lot or down the street. I'm not sure what their idea on that was yet. But
that'll be pretty exciting. How about that? Man, not only, I mean, get to celebrate it with your community members, but then, man, that's a lot of cake.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cake to take home right there. So certainly speaking with Rob Burrows and Dave Brown here this morning, thanks again for taking some time with us. But Rob, is there any, you know, a couple of things that maybe you wanted to hit on and highlight specifically here before we get out of here?
Just like I said before, this year's Christmas parade, come out and meet Colonel Coffee. And also come out for Dalton Defender Days, which is happening next week.
All right. Very good stuff. Well, Rob Burrows, Dave Brown, thanks for guys for taking some time with us here on this Thursday morning. Again, it's going to be a busy week for you guys next week, I'm sure, reenacting those on the 5th and 6th. That'll be a lot of fun. Again, real quick, just for someone who doesn't quite know, let's give all those details for the Dalton Defender Days once again.
Dalton Defender Days, October 5th and 6th, which is Friday. Friday evening, basically festivities kick off at 4. First Dalton reenactment kicks off at 6, and music afterwards. Saturday is when the whole festival starts up full speed, 9 o'clock in the morning. Car show, lots of music, lots of games, little Mr. and Mrs. Dalton Defender crowning that afternoon. We also have a shotgun wedding also. But lots of activities, Miss Kate's Court, dancers, you know, just a little bit of everything. The reenactments start at 11, 3, and 5 for the Dalton Days reenactment. But lots of stuff going on Friday night and Saturday all day. So
yeah, plenty to do. And okay. Again, also plenty of ways to help and be a part of that 150th celebration. And again, as Rob had mentioned, many members over at the Chamber are very willing to help you. Sam, you had mentioned kind of the one to go to.
Yeah.
Candy always as well with all the information over there. But for now, Rob, Dave, thanks for taking some time with us
here
this morning.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.